Good morning, everyone. In these meditation sessions, as I mentioned yesterday evening, we're going to break it into two parts with a little break in the middle. So I'll use this gong here to start the meditation, and then halfway through or so I'll hit the gong once. Then if you need to stretch your legs, you can do that then quietly. If you're happy to sit the whole session, then you can just sit there and relax for 2 minutes. And then after about a 2 minute break, I'll hit it again and we'll start the second half. And then at the end, I'll do 3 gongs to finish the meditation. So that's the structure of the sessions that we'll be doing. So let's start with finding a nice, comfortable posture. And this afternoon, Venerable Drolma will explain the posture in more detail. But for now, 2 things important. One is just to keep the back nice and straight, and then the body completely relaxed. So just finding a nice, comfortable posture. And as an act of loving kindness for yourself, let go of any external distractions and simply allow your awareness to descend into your body. Filling the entire space of the body. Simply becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. And if you notice any area of tightness or tension in any part of the body, then use the out-breath to relax and release that tightness or tension as to the best of your ability. And then bring your awareness to the area of your face. And soften and relax all the muscles in the face. Mouth and jaw soft and relaxed. And all the muscles around the eyes, soft and relaxed. In this way, allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. And to complete the process of preparing the body, we can take 3 slow, deep breaths, maintaining awareness of sensations throughout the body as you breathe. And allow the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Not trying to control or regulate the breath in any way. Simply allow the breathing to flow naturally. Effortlessly. Relaxing more deeply with each out-breath. And with each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen, happily releasing them. And then setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. And for the duration of this short session, allow yourself the luxury and freedom to let go of any hopes or fears, worries or concerns about the past or the future. Letting go of all of these things and simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the stillness of the present moment. And simply focus on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Wherever you most distinctly notice any sensations associated with the breath. And maintain an ongoing flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the breath throughout the body. And whenever you notice that you're either becoming agitated or distracted, then use the out-breath as an opportunity to relax and happily let go or release the distraction and very gently return to focusing on the breath. When you notice that you're either becoming dull or spaced out, then use the in-breath as an opportunity to arouse and refresh your focus on the breath. Maintaining the ongoing flow of mindfulness, of the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Wherever you most distinctly notice sensations associated with the breath, So if you need to stretch your legs, you can do that now quietly. So once again, finding a nice, comfortable posture. Keeping the back nice and straight. And the entire body completely relaxed, completely at ease. And again, allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Not trying to regulate or control the breath in any way. And without dwelling in the past, without anticipating the future, simply allow the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Simply focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body, wherever they most distinctly appear. And if you notice that you're becoming distracted, then without getting upset, the first thing to do is simply to relax and then happily release the distraction and very gently return to focusing on the breath. We all want to be happy, and we all want to be free of suffering. And it often seems to us as if the source of our happiness and the source of our suffering is out there in the world. And as a result, one of the main methods we use to try to find happiness and to try to overcome suffering is that we try to manipulate the things around us. We try to attract people, places and things that seem to be the source of our happiness. And we try to push away or avoid people, places and things that seem to be the source of our suffering. But no matter how hard we try to do this, we still seem to encounter suffering. And we're still chasing after that elusive happiness. All that we're really doing with this approach is that we are trapping ourselves in the hope-fear cycle. Hoping for pleasant experiences and fearing or worrying about unpleasant experiences. And if we don't get the things we want, we often become very frustrated. And even if we do get the things we want, they never seem to really fully satisfy us. And we simply end up craving for more. And we also often end up with a lot of dissatisfaction when things don't live up to our expectations. So what is the solution? According to Buddhism, if we investigate closely, we'll actually come to see that the real source of our happiness and the real source of our suffering lies within our own mind. That we'll come to realize that the real underlying source of our suffering is in fact our mental afflictions, such as attachment, anger, and confusion. And that we'll come to realize that our mental afflictions are coming from our distorted view of reality. Coming from grasping onto an independent me and an independent objective world. And that we'll also come to realize that we can find genuine happiness by reducing and eventually eliminating our mental afflictions. By coming to realize the nature of reality. By coming to realize that nothing exists independently. So let's set a positive motivation for our time together here on this retreat. A motivation of wishing to discover practical methods to eliminate our own suffering and to find genuine happiness. We can also try to extend our motivation out to include others. Having a motivation of wishing also to help those around us to overcome suffering and find genuine happiness.